goes to Dr. Armstrong. Fax is 989-629-8145. Regarding Joseph McGillis, it's M like Mary, C, capital G-I-L-L-I-S. Date of birth is 5/27/1957. Dear Dr. Armstrong, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. McGillis with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, microalbuminuria, and history of right nephrectomy. His last visit was October 25th of 2021. Since his last visit, he had an MRI of his lumbar spine, and that was in January of this year, and he's got three discs with herniation and nerve impingement. Dr. Adams in Midland will be doing neurosurgery on the lumbar spine. He has to remove an old cage and hardware and replace it and do corrective surgery on his back. And that is scheduled for June 10th of 2022 in Midland. The patient denies headaches or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, dyspnea, shortness of breath, or cough. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. He does have chronic neuropathy of both extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram once daily, which he's tolerating well. Also, he's been using Xanaflex, 4 milligrams, two tablets every 8 hours for muscle spasms and back pain. Also, Lipitor, metformin, allopurinol, low-strength aspirin, a baby dose aspirin of 81 milligram daily. Tylenol is 1,000 milligram once daily as needed for pain, and calcium with vitamin D once daily. Physical exam, weight 224 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 70, pulse 88, oxygen saturation 96% on room air. The patient is ambulating with a cane. No JVD or carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, obese, non-tender. Extremities, he's got decreased sensation in ankles and feet bilaterally. No current edema. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done April 21st of 2022. His creatinine is stable at 1.1 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 280, and that is still in the microscopic range. Urinalysis negative for blood and 30-plus protein. His albumin is 4.4, calcium 9.4, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.1. Hemoglobin is 15.6 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function, hypertension. Currently, blood pressure is on the low side, and he's at the maximum dose his blood pressure will tolerate of his lisinopril, microalbuminuria, and history of right nephrectomy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He'll avoid the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.